The Migratory Bird Treaty Act was signed into law over 100 years ago. The act bans killing, capturing, selling, and trading migratory bird species without authorization from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Allison Holleran is the executive director of Audubon Rockies and vice president of the National Audubon Society. During an interview with KPCW last week, she said the act protects many upland game birds and waterfowl species.
So it was really set up to protect our migratory birds outside of those birds that we typically hunt. This act was set up to protect those birds that migrate north to south, east to west, thousands of species of birds. And it was actually, it came about in the early 19th century when birds were being hunted for their plumage, for women's fashion.
As it stands, large companies are responsible for incidental takes, but under the new rollbacks on the act, they wouldn't be held accountable for accidentally killing migratory birds.
I will give you the example of the Deep Horizon spill. If the act was in a place where it is now when it happened, BP would have not been held responsible for the thousands of birds that have died, for the economy that was basically, you know, devastated by the oil spill, or any of the cleanup. That is incidental take. They did not mean to have the oil spill. They did not want that oil to infect the Gulf, but it did. And so because of that, they were held responsible to help clean up that spill. If this act dies, then incidental take incidences like that would just go on without any accountability.
The administration, she says, removed protections because mitigation for incidental takes is costly. With the changes, Holleran says birds won't be the only ones affected.
I don't think there is one person on this planet that wants dirty water, dirty air. Seeing our birds, who are indicators of all of this, of the health of our environment, take a huge loss. If the birds are losing, so are we.
A U.S. House Natural Resource Committee voted to advance a Migratory Bird Protection Act that would divert the rollbacks, forcing businesses to implement best practices. The act has bipartisan support, and Holleran says she's hopeful it will pass in Congress. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.
KPCW News reports on climate change issues are brought to you by the Park City Climate Fund at the Park City Community Foundation, an initiative that engages Park City in implementing local, high-impact climate solutions that have potential to be effective in similar communities.